Voices of prayers and repentance on a night that is of special significance for Muslims. A night when Quran says angels descend to earth to listen to the prayers of believers. Muslims call it Laylatul Ghadr, or the Night of Glory. What all Muslims do throughout Laylatul Ghadr is to stay up the night, making wishes and seeking God's forgiveness.
To know what makes this night so precious for Muslims, we need to refer to Quran, which says, Laylatul Ghadr was a night when the Holy Book was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, a divine incident which marked the birth of Islam. Now, these people believe that on such a special night, God fulfills every wish they make, a belief which has not wavered for 14 centuries.
The night of Badr is an opportunity for us Muslims to purify our souls by repenting to God for whatever sins we have committed and for whatever offense we have caused to anyone, to ponder on our deeds and decide to be better human beings.
The night of glory, as described by the Quran, is better than a thousand months. God hears our prayers better than any other times in the year. I pray to God to destroy the enemies of Islam, especially Daesh terrorists, who are seeking to tarnish the face of Islam.
In Islam, there are many attributes to God. One of the main religious tasks performed during the Night of Glory is to call God by 1001 of his attributes to ask his mercy.
In order to communicate with God, we call him with his different names. Each one of these names is in fact a description of his character. For every wish we want to make, there's a special attribute to God we call him with to better respond to us.
Islamic scriptures provide three different days for the Night of Ghadr: the 19th, 21st, and 23rd of Ramadan. Now Muslims are marking the first one, which coincides with the time when Shia's first imam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, was attacked by a poisoned sword and succumbed to deep wounds 2 days later. In Iran, offices open later than usual on the following day for people stay awake late on the Night of Glory. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.